الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، نزوركم بالله عز وجل سائلين الله تبارك وتعالى أن يجعلها زيارة خالصة للوجه الكريم، ونحن في يوم السبت 29 من جمادى الآخرة الموافق 14 من الشهر 7 لعام 2007.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we send peace and blessings upon His Messenger, the last of the Prophets, alayhi salatu wa salam, and our beloved Shaykh, Jazahullahu khair, hafizahullahu ta'ala, may Allah preserve him. He says he's visiting us, and in this blessed gathering, on this day, the 29th of the Jumad al-Akhir, which is coinciding with the 14th of July.
أزوركم من الكويت، أخوكم ومحدثكم سالم بن سعد الطويل إلى الولايات المتحدة الأمريكية في هذه الولاية وهذه المدينة التي سيذكر اسمها.
الشيخ he said he's your brother who is visiting you. This is سالم بن سعد الطويل from Kuwait, and this in this gathering which is in Masjid Canton in Michigan.
وستكون محاضرتنا حول حديث من أحاديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم السبع الموبقات.
And our talk is going to be about a hadith from the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم about the seven destructive sins.
وحتى تتهيئ نفوسكم ستستمر المحاضرة إلى 2:15.
And so we should get ready for this. We're going to continue for 2.25 hours.
روى البخاري ومسلم في صحيحيهما من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه.
It's in the Sahihain from the hadith of Abu Hurairah رضي الله تعالى عنه.
عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال اجتنبوا السبع المبيقات.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, stay away from seven destructive sins.
والمبيقات أي المهلكات.
Things that cause destruction.
أي التي هي سبب لهلاك صاحبها التي يقع فيها.
Meaning the one who falls into these sins, this will be a cause for his destruction.
قال وما هن يا رسول الله.
He was said to him, what are these يا رسول الله.
لحرصهم رضي الله عنهم.
Because of their eagerness of the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم.
حتى يجتنبوا ما أمرهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم باجتنابه. فقال وما هن يا رسول الله.
So that they would stay away from that which the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم ordered them to stay away from. So they asked, what are they يا رسول الله.
فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام الشرك بالله.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, الشرك بالله, making partners with Allah.
والسحر.
And magic.
وقتل النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق.
And killing a soul that Allah has prohibited except with due right.
وأكل الربا.
And eating riba, usury.
وأكل مال اليتيم.
And eating the food of the orphan, the money of the orphan. Taking the money of the orphan.
نعم. أكل الربا. والتولي يوم الزحف.
And turning away on the battle, by the battlefield.
وقذف المحصنات المؤمنات الغافلات.
And slandering the believing women who are innocent.
هذه السبع المبيقات المذكورة في هذا الحديث.
These are the seven destructive sins mentioned in this hadith.
وقلنا المبيقات يعني المهلكات التي تكون سبب لهلاك صاحبها.
As we said, destructive because the one who does these sins would be destroyed by these sins.
وتسمى الكبائر.
And they're also called major sins.
لأن الذنوب منها ما هو كبائر ومنها ما هو صغائر.
Because from the sins are the major sins and minor sins.
وحد الكبائر اختلف العلماء في تحديدها.
As far as the definition of the كبائر major sin, the scholars have differed concerning it.
هل هي محصورة بعدد؟
Is it just a limited number?
أم لها حد وتعريف؟
Or does it just have a definition?
في الحقيقة أن لها تعريف وليس محصورة بعدد.
The truth is that it has a definition, a terminology, but it is not limited by number.
وليست هي مقصورة بهذه السبع المذكورة في الحديث.
And it is not just these seven mentioned in this hadith.
فهناك كبائر أخرى.
For there are major sins other than them.
أجمع العلماء على أن من الكبائر.
And the scholars have agreed unanimously that they are from the major sins.
وهي غير مذكورة في هذا الحديث.
And they are not mentioned in this hadith.
منها عقوق الوالدين.
From that is being acting unjustly with your parents, disobeying the parents.
ومنها شهادة الزور.
From that is false testimony.
ومنها الزنا.
From that is adultery.
ومنها السرقة.
From that is stealing.
وهناك كبائر كثيرة.
So there are many sins, major sins.
لم تذكر في هذا الحديث.
Which are not mentioned in this hadith.
فلماذا ذكر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هذه السبع؟
So why did the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mention just these seven?
هذا من حسن تعليم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
This is from the good teachings of the Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فهذا كثير من أحاديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So there are many hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
يذكر فيها عددا.
In which a number is mentioned.
حتى السامع يضبط العلم.
So that the one who is listening will take this knowledge and it will stay with him.
كما لو قالك قائل.
So likewise, if someone said to you.
أوصيك بثلاث.
I advise you with three things.
ثم ذكرك ثلاث وصايا.
Then he told you three advices.
فإذا ذهبت لتتذكر الوصايا الثلاث.
And if you went to try to remember these three advices.
فإذا تذكرت اثنتين.
Then if you remember two.
أدركت أنك قد نسيت الثالثة.
Then you would know there's one missing.
لكن لو أوصاك دون أن يقول أوصيك بثلاث.
But if he advised you without giving a number limitation.
ربما يفوتك شيء من العدد وأنت لا تدري.
Perhaps something would miss you from this number that you would not know.
وهذا كثير في أحاديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كقوله.
This is many in the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, like his statement.
سبعة يظلهم الله في ظله يوم لا ظل إلا ظله.
Seven are shaded in the shade of Allah on the day which there is no shade but His shade.
وكقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Like his statement صلى الله عليه وسلم.
آية المنافق ثلاث.
The sign of the hypocrite are three.
وكقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Like his saying صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ثلاثة من كنا فيه وجد حلاوة الإيمان.
Three things if one has them will taste the sweetness of faith.
وكقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And like his statement صلى الله عليه وسلم.
أربعة يحتجون على الله.
Three will try to seek proof against Allah.
وحديث الأعداد كثيرة جدا.
And like this are many ahadith.
تبلغ العشرات بل المئات.
They would reach tens, maybe hundreds.
والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من حسن تعليمه.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم from his good ways of teaching.
كان يحد بهذا العدد بهذه الأعداد.
He used to limit these things mentioned by specific numbers.
حتى يجتهد السامع بتحصيلها وحصرها.
So that the listener would work hard to keep in his memory these number of things.
فأقول هي ليست سبع.
So I say the major sins are not just seven.
بل قيل الكبائر إلى السبعين أقرب منها من السبع.
It is said that it's closer to 70 than seven.
والراجح أن الكبائر لها حد. وحد حدا لها تعريف وليس لها عد.
And the correct opinion is that the major sin has a definition, not a number limitation.
فما هو حدها؟
So what is the definition?
أحسن ما قيل في حد الكبائر.
The best definition of the major sin.
كل ذنب نهى الله عنه.
Every sin the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has prohibited.
وذكر فيه وعيدا.
And he mentioned a threat concerning the one who does this.
في الدنيا والآخرة.
In the dunya, in this life, and in the akhirah, in the next life.
أو ذكر فيه.
Or he mentioned in this hadith.
حدا.
A punishment.
حدا أي عقوبة.
A punishment for the one who does this.
فكل ذنب جاء فيه وعيد.
So any sin that comes with a threat of punishment.
وعيد مثل ماذا؟
Like what? What kind of threat?
مثل اللعن.
Like the curse.
إذا قيل لعن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كذا وكذا.
Like if it said Allah and His Messenger have cursed so and so or some such and such.
فما كان فيه لعن.
So whatever has this curse concerning it.
فهو من الكبائر.
Then it is from the major sins.
وكذلك الغضب.
Likewise, anger from Allah.
إذا قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اشتد غضب الله على قوم فعلوا كذا وكذا.
If it is said that Allah's anger is strong and severe against the people who do such and such.
فهذا دليل على أنه من الكبائر.
This shows that it is from the major sins.
أو وعيد بالنار.
Or the threat of the hellfire.
كان يقول إلا دخل النار.
Like to say, if he does this, he will enter the hellfire.
فما قيل عنه دخل النار صاحبه فهو من الكبائر.
So if it is said the person who does this sin will enter the hellfire, then it is from the major sins.
أو حرمان من الجنة.
Or that he is prohibited from entering the paradise.
فإذا ذكر ذنبا وقال لن يدخل الجنة.
So if a sin is mentioned and it is said he will not enter Jannah.
أو لم يرح رائحة الجنة.
Or he will not smell the fragrance of Jannah.
فهذا دليل على أنه من الكبائر.
So this is a proof that it is from the major sins.
كذلك إذا قال عليه الصلاة والسلام لا يكلمه الله.
Like the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is saying Allah will not speak to.
ولا ينظر إليه.
And he will not look at.
ولا يزكيه يوم القيامة.
And he will not purify on the day of judgment.
فهذا الذنب أيضا دليل على أنه من الكبائر.
This shows that the following is going to be a major sin.
كذلك إذا ذكر فيه حد عقوبة في الدنيا.
Likewise, if it is mentioned a punishment in this life.
كالقتل.
Like killing that person.
أو الرجم.
Or stoning.
أو الجلد.
Or beating.
أو القطع.
Or cutting off.
قطع الأيدي والأرجل.
Cutting the hands or the feet.
فهذا دليل على أنه من الكبائر.
This shows that it is from the major sins.
أما ما جاء نهى عنه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
As for what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم forbidden
for ولم يذكر فيه وعيدا
And did not mention a threat in it
ولا عقوبة في الدنيا
Nor a punishment, illegal punishment in this life
فهذا دليل على أنه حرام لكن لا يبلغ درجة الكبائر
This shows that it is haram, prohibited but does not reach the level of a major sin
هذا قول بعض العلم
This is the statement of some of the scholars
وبعضهم يقول
And some of them say
أن الكبيرة والصغيرة
That the major and minor sin
بحسب العامل
are concerning the depend on the doer of the sin.
فقد يرتكب العامل عملا
because the person can do something
فيكون فيه من الاستهانة وعدم المبالاة
and he doesn't pay much attention to it and belittles it
ما يجعله كبيرة
that would make it a major sin.
وقد يرتكب آخر العمل
another person could do something sin
وفيه من الحياء والتردد
and he has some reluctance and shyness about this thing
والخوف من أن يقع فيه
and fear of falling into it
فيجعله صغيرة من الصغائر
and even if he falls into it it would become a minor sin of the minor sins
وعلى كل حال في الحقيقة
and anyways the point is that the reality is
أن جل الذنوب والمعاصي
that most of the sins and transgressions
هي من الكبائر
that most are from the major sins
كما يقول بعض العلم
as the scholars say most are from the major sins
لا تنظر إلى صغر المعصية
as some scholars say do not look at the smallness of the sin
ولكن انظر إلى عظمة من عصيت
rather look at the greatness of the one you are transgressing against
فالله عز وجل عظيم
for Allah سبحانه وتعالى is great and tremendous
وشأنه كبير
and his matter is tremendous great
وحدوده محترمة
And his limitations are respected.
فمن تعدى حدود الله.
Whoever transgresses the limitations of Allah.
ووقع في محارمه.
And falls into the prohibitions.
فقد ارتكب كبيرة من الكبائر.
Then he has fallen into a major sin.
والمقصود أيها الأخوة الكرام.
And the point is, my beloved brothers.
أن المسلم يجب عليه أن يجتهد.
That the Muslim must work hard.
باجتناب الذنوب جميعا.
To stay away from all sins.
صغيرها وكبيرها.
Small from that and big.
فهي كونها صغيرة.
So if it is a small sin
بالنسبة لغيرها
concern in relation to other than it
وليس لأنها هينة
it's not a small sin because it is something to be belittled
لذلك يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
therefore the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said
إياكم تحذيرا إياكم محقرات الذنوب
beware of the belittled sins
فإن محقرات الذنوب
because the belittled sins
فإن مثل محقرات الذنوب
because the example of the sins that are belittled
كمثل قوم نزلوا ببطن واد
It's like the people who settled in a valley.
فجاء ذا بعود وذا بعود حتى حملوا ما نضجوا عليه خبزهم أي حتى أشعلوا نارا كبيرة
So each one gathered a branch and a branch and a branch until they built it, made a great fire.
وكما قيل إن الجبال من الحصى
As it is said, the mountain is made from stones.
ومعظم النيران من مستصغر الشرر
And from the most of the fire is from the belittled evil.
وهنا نريد أن نذكر قواعد تتعلق بارتكاب الذنوب
So here we would like to mention some principles concerning
وهي أن الله عز وجل
that Allah عز وجل
لا يؤاخذ العبد على الذنب
does not take the person for account on his sin
إلا إذا
except if
ارتكب الذنب على علم
if he committed that sin based upon knowledge
أي أن يكون عالما بالتحريم
because in that he knows that this is haram
وأن يرتكبه متعمدا
and he does it intentionally
أي أنه ليس بمخطئ وإنما تعمد فارتكبه
it's not that he was mistaken in falling into this
وأن يرتكبه ذاكرا أي ليس ناسيا
and his mind is present he's not forgetful when he's doing this
الأمر الرابع
the fourth thing
أن يرتكبه
that he does
مختارا
this.
وليس مضطرا
he does this sin out of choice not being out of compulsion
أو مختارا وليس بالأصح مختارا وليس مكرها
He does it out of choice, not that he was forced to.
فمتى ما ارتكب العبد ذنبا
So whenever a person, a servant does a sin,
عالما
not out of knowledge,
متعمدا
intentionally,
ذاكرا
knowing and having his mind present,
مختارا
choice out of his choice,
حينئذ يؤاخذ عليه
then he is going to be taken account.
هكذا يؤاخذ إذا متى لا يؤاخذ
when he will be taken account
إذا ارتكبه جاهلا
when he will not be taken to account if he does it out of ignorance
أو مخطئاً
أو mistakenly
أو ناسياً
or forgetfully
أو مكرهاً
or out of compulsion
فإنه لا يؤاخذ على الذنب
then he is not taken to account for his sin
والأدلة على ذلك كثيرة
and the proofs for this are many
أما العلم
as far as knowledge,
فقد قال الله عز وجل وما كنا معذبين حتى نبعث رسولا
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said we were not destroying a people until we sent a messenger
وما جاء في الأدلة عن بعض الصحابة رضي الله عنهم
and from the proofs of the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم
أنهم فعلوا أشياء عن جهل
that they did things out of ignorance
فعلمهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
so the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم taught them
ولم يلحقهم الوعيد
And he did not give them the threat.
لوقوعهم فيها لأنهم وقعوا فيها عن جهل.
Because he knew they did it out of ignorance.
كما في الصحيحين.
As in the two Sahihs.
أن بلال رضي الله عنه.
That Bilal رضي الله عنه.
جاء إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بتمر جيد.
Came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم with a good tamar date.
فقال من أين لك هذا؟
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, where did you get this?
قال كان عندي صاعان من تمر رديء.
He said, I had two sa' of tamr of date.
فبعته بصاع من تمر جيد.
And they were two older dates, and so I sold them for one group of good dates.
فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
أوه كلمة التوجع أوه.
He said, like, woe be to you, woe be to you.
أوه عين الربا.
This is riba. This is the essence of riba usury.
ولا يلحق بلال.
But at the same time, Bilal did not get the
وعيد أكل الربا.
The threat of eating usury.
لأنه فعله جاهلا.
Because he did it out of ignorance.
فعلمه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم taught him.
فقال بيع الصاعين.
And said that two sa' of selling two sa' of dates.
ثم اشتر بالثمن صاعا. ثم اشتر بثمن الصاعين صاعا.
And that is bought with that one sa' of dates.
فهذا دليل
this is a proof
على أن الوعيد لا يلحق إلا من ارتكب الذنب عالما
that the person who does the sin out of ignorance then he does not get the threat of that sin
نعم الأمر الثاني أن يرتكب الذنب متعمدا
the third thing that the person does it intentionally he does it intentionally
يقول الله عز ومن يقتل مؤمنا متعمدا
the proof is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said whoever kills a believer intentionally
أي قاصدا قتله
meaning he is intended and has a purpose to kill this person
ومن يقتل مؤمنا متعمدا فجزاؤه جهنم
and whoever kills a believer intentionally then his reward is hellfire
خالدا فيها
forever therein
وغضب الله عليه
and Allah is angry with him
ولعنه وعد له عذابا عظيما
and has cursed him and has prepared for him a severe torment
بينما لو ارتكب الذنب خطأ
as opposite if someone does a sin out of a mistake
كما لو قتله بالخطأ
like if someone killed someone out of mistake
فلا يلحق هذا الوعيد
then this threat does not come upon him
وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
as the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said
أو قبل ذلك قال الله تبارك وتعالى
before that Allah تبارك وتعالى said
عن المؤمنين أنهم قالوا في دعائهم
that the believers say in their supplication
ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا
or Lord do not take us to account if we forget or make mistake
ومعنى أخطأنا يعني فعلنا شيء عن غير عمد
meaning we do it not intentionally
جاء في الحديث الصحيح
as in the authentic hadith
أن الله تعالى قال قد فعلت
that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said I have done
لما قالوا ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا
meaning in response to this that the dua of the believers is oh Allah do not take us to account if you forget or make a mistake then Allah said قد فعلت I have done it
وفي حديث قال نعم
And in one other narration, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds, Na'am, yes.
وفي الحديث المشهور,
and in the famous hadith,
قال عليه الصلاة والسلام,
the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said,
إن الله تجاوز عن أمة الخطأ,
that Allah has forgiven this ummah of the mistake.
وأما الأمر الثالث,
as far as the third thing,
أن يرتكب الذنب ذاكرا,
that he must have done this sin with his mind present.
أي ليس ناسيا,
that he is not forgetful.
أما إذا ارتكبه ناسيا فلا شيء عليه.
As far as if he did it out of forgetfulness, then there is no problem with that.
لقول الله تعالى.
Like the statement of Allah تعالى.
ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا.
As in the statement we said that Allah سبحانه وتعالى said, Allah do not take us to account if we make mistake or forget.
فقال الله تعالى قد فعلت وفي رواية قال قال نعم.
And in one narration Allah responded yes or I have done so.
وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من نام عن صلاة أو نسيها
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said whoever sleeps on a prayer or forgets it
فليصليها إذا ذكرها
then he should pray it when he remembers
فهو ناسي لا شيء عليه
he is forgetful there is no punishment upon him
ومعلوم أن الأكل والشرب أثناء الصيام من المحظورات
and it's known that eating and drinking out of forgetfulness is from the
الأكل والشرب أثناء الصيام من المحظورات
it's from is from the things that are prohibited.
لكن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول
But the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said
من أكل أو شرب ناسياً
whoever eats or drinks out of forgetfulness,
فليتم صومه,
then he should complete his fast.
فإنما أطعمه الله وسقاه.
For verily only Allah has fed him or given drink. Meaning if he ate intentionally we cannot, but if we ate out of mistake, then Allah had fed him.
وفي الحديث أن الله تجاوز عن موت الخطأ والنسيان.
Another hadith, Allah has pardoned the mistake and forgetfulness.
الأمر الرابع,
the fourth matter,
أن يرتكب الذنب مختارا,
that the person must have had done this sin out of choice,
أي غير مكره,
meaning not out of compulsion upon him.
وهذا ودليله قول الله عز وجل,
and the proof is the statement of Allah عز وجل,
إلا من أكره وقلبه مطمئن بالإيمان,
except for the one who is forced and his heart is steadfast upon faith.
أي فإن هذا لا يؤاخذ إلا من أكره وقلبه مطمئن بالإيمان.
Meaning he's not taken into account if he's forced and his heart is steadfast upon the faith.
لكن من شرح بالكفر صدرا,
but the one whose heart is turned and inclined towards kufr, disbelief,
أي اختاره وانشرح صدره للكفر,
meaning he's turned towards it and he chooses it,
فهذا الذي يؤاخذ,
then this is the one who is taken to account.
هذه مسألة مهمة جدا.
This is an important point.
ماذا تسمى هذه الأمور؟
What are these things called?
تسمى الموانع.
These are things called the obstacles.
فحتى يؤاخذ الإنسان,
so a person is not taken to account,
لابد أن ترتفع هذه الموانع,
until these obstacles are raised from him.
فالجهل مانع لأن يؤاخذ الإنسان,
so ignorance is an obstacle from him being punished.
والخطأ مانع من أن يؤاخذ الإنسان,
and forgetfulness is an obstacle.
والنسيان مانع من أن يؤاخذ الإنسان,
forgetfulness and making a mistake is an obstacle.
والإكراه مانع لأن يؤاخذ الإنسان,
and compulsion is an obstacle.
وهناك تفصيلات في هذه الأمور,
and there is a clear explanation detailed of these matters.
نذكر بعضها,
we'll mention some of it.
منها أن الإنسان إذا ارتكب,
from that is that if a person does something,
في حق الآخرين شيئا,
concerning the right of someone else of the creation,
فأتلف أموالهم,
for example he destroys his money,
أو أرواحهم,
or their souls,
فهو لا يؤاخذ,
then he is not taken to account,
إذا كان ذلك عن خطأ أو نسيان,
then if that is based upon ignorance or mistake or forgetfulness,
أو جهل,
or ignorance,
لكن لا يعني أنه لا يضمن,
but that does not mean that he does not have responsibility for what he did.
فكونه لا يؤاخذ شيء,
but because when we say he's not taken out of he does not get a sin,
فلا إثم عليه,
and he has no sin upon him,
وكونه يضمن ما أتلفه شيء آخر,
and his being having to give a vouch and a guarantee for or is responsible for what he did, these are two separate things.
مثال ذلك,
the example of this,
لو عمل حادث,
so if he did had an accident,
بالخطأ,
out of mistake, car accident,
لم يتعمد ويعمل الحادث,
he did not do it intentionally,
وإنما أخطأ,
he made a mistake,
فهو لا يؤاخذ, لا أثم عليه,
there's no sin upon him,
لكن يضمن ما أتلفه,
but he's responsible for what he has destroyed,
من الأرواح أو الأموال,
from souls and materials and properties,
فيدفع الدية ويدفع العوض,
so he has to give the compensation for what he has destroyed.
فكونه لا يؤاخذ شيء,
so his not being sinful is one thing,
وكونه يضمن ما أتلفه شيء آخر,
and him carrying responsibility is another thing altogether.
أيضا هناك مثل مسألة العلم,
also the matter of knowledge.
إذا كان سبب الجهل,
if the reason for his ignorance,
تقصيره في طلب العلم,
is that he was not working hard to seek knowledge, he was deficient,
ما سأل,
he did not ask anyone,
ولا تحرى,
he was not careful.
الله يقول فاسألوا أهل الذكر إن كنتم لا تعلمون.
Allah سبحانه وتعالى said, ask the people of knowledge if you don't know.
فإذا لم يبذل جهدا حتى يعرف العلم,
if he did not make any effort to get knowledge,
فيؤاخذ على جهله,
then he is sinful for his ignorance.
لأن سبب جهله هنا التقصير,
because the reason for his ignorance is his deficiency in working.
كذلك مسألة في الإكراه,
similarly in the matter of compulsion,
ليست المسألة على إطلاقها أن المكره لا يؤاخذ,
it's not a general absolute principle that the compulsed person, one of them under compulsion, is not taken to sin.
فلو قيل لشخص ما,
if it is said to a person,
اقتل فلان وإلا قتلناك,
kill so and so, if not I will kill you,
فأكره على القتل,
then he is compulsed, he is under compulsion to kill.
إن لم تقتل فلان قتلناك,
if you don't kill so and so we will kill you,
لم يجز له أن يقتل,
it's not permitted for him to go and kill that person,
حتى لو قتل,
even if he would be killed in recompense,
لأنه أكره على القتل,
because he was under compulsion to kill,
مقابل أن ينجو هو من القتل,
and to do what, to save himself from being killed.
فروحه ليست بأولى من روح غيره.
So his soul is not given priority over the soul that he was being asked to kill.
فلو قتل في هذه الحالة.
So if he killed that person in this condition of compulsion.
فإنه يؤاخذ وإن كان مكرها.
Then he is sinful even if he was under compulsion.
لأنه أكره على أمر.
Because he was under compulsion for something.
اختاره من أجل حتى ينجو هو.
He chose it to save himself.
بخلاف لو أن شخصا ما.
As opposed to if some person wants some person.
استعمل الشخص كآلة.
Use someone as a tool.
فقتل به غيره.
So he killed someone with it, this tool.
فهذا لا يؤاخذ.
Then this person would not be taken to responsible, meaning the tool.
كما لو أخذ رأسه وضربه برأسه غيره.
For example, a man took another man and took his head and hit the head of someone else.
فمات المضروب.
And the one who was hit, the second, died.
أو أنه دفعه فوقع على غيره فقتله.
Or if he pushed someone and he fell upon someone else and killed the second.
فهذا لا يؤاخذ.
Then the one who was used as a tool is not sinful.
هنا مسألة أخرى.
Another matter.
ارتكاب الذنب.
Doing a sin
عند الضرورة
in the case of necessity
فيكون عالما بالتحريم
and he is knowledgeable that it is haram
متعمدا ليس بمخطئ
he does it intentionally not out of mistake
ذاكرا وليس بناسي
with his mind present not forgetful
مختارا وليس مكرها
he chooses it and is not under compulsion
يعني لم يكره أحد على أن يفعل هذا الحرام
no one has put him under compulsion forced him to do this
لكن اضطر لأن يقع فيه
but he was forced to do it for some other reason
مثال ذلك كأكل الميتة
for example he eating the dead meat
فهذه لها قواعد مهمة جدا
this has many important principles
ثلاث قواعد
three principles
جمع الله عز وجل في شطر آية
Allah has combined them in an ayah, in a verse of the Quran.
القاعدة الأولى أن تتحقق الضرورة.
The first principle that there is really a need, severe need.
فعلا أن يكون مضطرا.
That he is really in need of this thing.
لا يفتي نفسه لأي حاجة ذهب وفعل الحرام.
It's not that he has some small, minor need that he then just goes and does haram for the sake of it.
فهذا يعبر عنه تحقق الضرورة.
This is called realization of the need.
الأمر الثاني
the second matter
ألا يكون هو طالبا ومبتغيا للحرام
that he is not seeking out this haram and wanting it
لم يذهب إليه ويتقصده
he does not go for example to this dead meat and choose it and go towards it
الأمر الثالث
the third thing
ألا يتعدى في استعمال المحرم
and does not go transgress the bounds in taking this haram
وإنما يستعمله بقدر ضرورته
he only uses it to the limit of his necessity
دليل هذه الأمور الثلاثة
the proof for these three things
قول الله عز وجل
statement of Allah عز وجل
إلا من اضطر
except for the one who is has a need
غير باغ
without transgressing the limit
ولا عاد
similarly without transgressing the limit
فلا إثم عليه
Then there is no sin upon him.
فتأملوا هذا التعبير العجيب.
So ponder this amazing statement.
فقالوا إلا من اضطر تحقق الضرورة. لا بد أن يكون مضطرا فعلا.
So realization of the necessity, except for the one who is really having necessity.
غير باغ ليس هو الذي ذاهب ويطلب الحرام.
He's not the one intending and wanting to get that haram.
ولا عادل لا يتعدى فيأخذ أكثر من ضرورته.
Nor is he taking more than he needs.
فمثلا الميتة
For example, the dead meat.
أن يكون إنسان قد اضطر إلى أكلها
A person may have a need to eat that dead meat.
كأن يكون أوشك على الهلاك
For example, he's about to die.
فهنا أصبح مضطرا إلا من اضطر
He is under now the case of his eye, he's in need.
غير باغ
Not
أي ليس طالبا لها
He doesn't want this meat, he has no desire for it.
فما يأخذ الميتة معه
So he does not take the dead meat with him.
ويذهب إلى وسط الصحراء.
So he's not like he's going to take the meat and going to the middle of the desert with it.
ويوشك على الهلاك.
And then he put himself in that, and now he wants to eat the meat now.
فيقول إلا ما أكلها الآن.
He said this eating this now.
حتى أرجع إلى المدينة سأموت.
He said I'll eat this now, so because if I don't.
سأهلك
I will be destroyed I won't make it back I'll be destroyed
فهذا هو الذي طلب الحرام
in this case he sought out the meat at this haram
لم يضطر إليه وإنما هو الذي ذهب وطلبه
he did not he was not in need for it rather he wanted it
الأمر الثالث غير عادل لا يتعدى أكثر من قدر الضرورة
the third thing he should not take more than what he needs
فإذا استطاع أن يأكل جزءا من هذه الميتة
if he could just take a portion of this dead meat
فتسد حاجته
And complete what the need that he has.
فلا داعي إلى أن يسترسل ويأكل أكثر وأكثر حتى يشبع.
then you should not keep eating. That he tells you is totally filled and satisfied and with his stomach full of this dead meat. And this is what the scholars say about the necessities are designated according to their apportioned amount.
هناك أمر أيضا مهم جدا.
Another matter that is very important.
لأن المعصية
that the sins
التي يحاسب الله عز العبد عليها
that Allah takes the servant to account for
غير مقتصرة على فعل المحظور.
They are not just depending on the action of doing the sinful thing.
بل المعصية
rather the sin itself
إما تفريط بالمأمور
it might be being negligent concerning an order
وإما وقوع في المحظور
or it could be falling into the haram prohibition.
فهذه معصية وهذه معصية.
They're both prohibition.
حتى إن العبد
they're both sinning.
إذا دعي إلى التوبة
even so that a servant if he's called to repentance
فيتوب من ماذا
then what should he take repentance from, seek repentance from?
لا يتوب فقط من الإقلاع عن المحظور.
It is not just that he seeks repentance from falling into the prohibitions.
وإنما يتوب من التفريط في المأمور.
He must also seek repentance from being negligent and not fulfilling his obligations.
فيتوب ويقوم بما أوجب الله عليه من المأمورات.
So he must repent and do what Allah has commanded upon him from the orders.
ويتوب ويقلع عما حرم الله عليه من المحظورات.
And he must repent and stay away from the prohibitions.
وبين الأمرين فرق كبير.
And there's a big difference between the two.
إلا إن كثيرا من الناس
because many people
لا يدرك الفرق بينهما.
Do not understand the difference between the two.
وسأضرب لكم بعض الأمثلة.
And I'll give you some examples of this.
هناك معصية يقال لها عقوق الوالدين.
There's a sin that's called being disrespectful and disobedient to the parents.
وهناك واجب من الواجبات يقال له بر الوالدين.
And there's an order that is called being good to the parents.
فإن كثيرا من الناس
So many of the people,
إذا رأى نفسه أنه غير عاقل لوالديه,
then he sees himself not being disobedient to his parents.
ينسى أنه يجب عليه أن يبر والديه.
He forgets that he also has an obligation upon him to be good to his parents.
فبر الوالدين مأمور به العبد.
So being good to the parents is an obligation.
وعقوق الوالدين من المحظورات.
And being evil and bad to the parents is from the prohibitions.
فلا يكفي يا عبد الله أن تكون غير عاقل لوالديك.
So it's not sufficient for you, O servant of Allah, to not be disobedient and harmful to your parents.
بل يجب عليك أن تكون بار بوالديك.
But you, at the same time, you must add to that by being fulfilling the obligation of being good to your parents.
وهذا قد يغفل عنه كثير من الناس.
And this many people are negligent of.
لا سيما الذين يهاجرون بعيدا عن والديهم.
Especially those who are removed, migrated far away from their parents.
فإن الله عز وجل يقول.
For verily Allah عز وجل said.
وصاحبهما في الدنيا معروفة.
And accompanying them in this dunya out of goodness.
فكثير من الناس يقصر في بر الوالدين.
So many people are deficient in the concerning being good to their parents.
يظن أن الأمر فقط مقتصر على أن لا يعق والديه.
They think that it's just that I should not be bad and evil to my parents.
فعقوق الوالدين شيء.
So being bad to the parents is one thing.
وبر الوالدين شيء آخر.
And being good to the parents is another thing.
فمن قصر ببر والديه.
So the person who is deficient in being good and nice to his parents.
فتوبته إلى الله عز وجل.
Then his repentance to Allah عز وجل.
أن يقوم ببر والديه.
That he must now start to be good to his parents.
ومن عاق والديه.
And whoever is disobedient and evil to his parents.
فتوبته إلى الله عز وجل.
Then his repentance to Allah عز وجل.
أن يقلع عن عقوق والديه.
That he must remove himself from the sin of being bad to his parents.
هذا مثال والأمثلة كثيرة.
This is an example, but there are many examples.
كصلة الأرحام وقطيعة الأرحام.
Like keeping the ties of the womb and cutting the ties of the womb.
فصلة الأرحام أمر.
For so keeping the ties of the womb is an order.
وقطع الأرحام محظور.
And cutting the ties of the womb is a prohibition.
فلا يكفي أن تكون غير قاطع.
So it's not sufficient that you are not the one who's cutting off the ties.
بل واجب أن تكون واصلا.
Rather the obligation upon you is to keep the ties.
الإحسان إلى الجار والإساءة إلى الجار.
Being good to the neighbor and being evil to the neighbor.
فالإحسان إلى الجار واجب.
So being good to the neighbor is an obligation.
والإساءة إلى الجار محرم.
And being evil to the neighbor is a prohibition.
وأنت مأمور بالأمرين اثنين.
So you are obligated with the both doing both things.
أن تحسن إلى جارك.
That you are good to your neighbor.
وألا تسيء إلى جارك.
And that you are not bad to your neighbor and evil.
وهكذا يقال في حقوق الزوجة والأولاد.
Likewise, it's called concerning the rights of the wife and the children.
وأشياء كثيرة.
And many things like that.
إلا أن هناك فرق بين الوقوع بالمحظور. والتفريط المأمور.
Except that we keep their, in mind there's a difference between negligence, being negligent about the orders and falling into the prohibitions.
ما هو؟
What is that?
أن المأمور أمرنا أن نأتي به ما استطعنا.
As that the difference is that the order, we are ordered to do it as much as we can.
وأما المحظور فالواجب أن نتركه تركا مطلقا.
As far as the prohibition, we are commanded to stay away from it absolutely.
والدليل قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the proof is the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ما أمرتكم به فأتوا منه ما استطعتم.
Whatever I've ordered you with, then do it as much as you can.
وما نهيتكم عنه فاجتنبوه.
And whatever I have prohibited you from, then stay away from it.
مسألة.
This one matter.
أو فائدة.
Or benefit.
أيهما أفضل.
What is better.
فعل المأمور أم ترك المحظور.
Doing the obligation or staying away from the prohibition.
ترك المحظور أفضل من فعل المأمور.
Staying away from the prohibition is better than doing the obligation. The
هل من موافق هل من مخالف.
Anyone disagree or agree.
شادي. أكيد صارنا ساعة نقول إحنا صارنا ساعة نقول لابد من فعل المأمور وترك المحظور لكن نقول أيهما أفضل فعل المأمور أم ترك المحظور. أيها الأخوة الكرام قول أيها الأخوة الكرام
well, brothers, noble brothers.
إذا طرحنا مثل هذا السؤال
if we have this question,
أو طرحوا غيري
or other than this question,
على سبيل المذاكرة
on the point of reminding and remembering.
لا على سبيل الفتوى الشرعية.
This is not the matter of we're giving fatwa or anything like that.
بحيث يخاف الواحد أن يقول الله بغير علم.
It's not that we're going to now come and say something about Allah without knowledge.
وإنما هذه مذاكرة. إن أجبت صحيحا أقررناك على جوابك.
This is just
أقررناك على جوابك.
This is just reminding, and if you get the right answer, we'll agree with you.
وإن أخطأت صححنا جوابك.
And if you make a mistake, we'll correct you.
وهذه السنة عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And this is the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ففي صحيح البخاري قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
In Sahih Bukhari, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
إن من الشجر شجرة لا يسقط ورقها.
إن
من الشجر شجرة لا يسقط ورقها.
From the trees are a tree that does not, the leaves do not fall off.
وهي كالمسلم.
And it is like the Muslim.
فأخبروني ما هي.
So tell me what is this tree.
فوقع الناس بشجر البوادي.
So the people. We're thinking about the.
يعني شجر الصحراء كل واحد يقول الشجرة فلانية الشجرة فلانية.
People started saying so and so tree of the desert.
كل واحد يود لي بدلوة.
A person brought a.
وأخطأوا جميعا.
So all of them were mistaken.
ولم يقل لهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did not say to them.
كيف قلت بلا علم.
How did you say something about Allah without
knowledge. كيف تجرأت بالجواب.
How are you arrogant in talking about Allah so.
وإنما هو يتذاكر معهم.
But this is just reminding and remembering.
قال ابن عمر وقع في نفسي أنها النخلة.
Ibn Umar said, I realized in myself that it was the nakhla, the date tree.
فقال يا رسول الله أخبرنا ما هي.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, tell me, what is it?
فقال هي النخلة.
So he said, it is the date tree.
فابن عمر أخبر أباه عمر.
So Ibn Umar told his father, Umar رضي الله عنه.
أنه كان يعرف الجواب.
And that he knew the answer.
لكن استحى أن يقوله.
But he was shy to say it.
لصغر سنه.
Because he was young, of young age.
وفي القوم كبار الصحابة.
And there were from the older Sahaba amongst them.
فلما علم عمر.
When Umar learned this.
رضي الله عنه أن ابنه كان يعرف الجواب.
That his son knew the answer.
قال لو قلته لكان خيرا لي من كذا وكذا.
He said if you had went ahead and said it, it would have been better for me than such and such.
قالوا كان يرجو أن يدعو له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بدعوة صالحة.
Because he wanted him, he actually did not answer. He said, I wish you would have answered because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم would have responded with a dua upon you, a supplication for you.
نعود الآن فنقول.
So we go back and now we say.
أيهما أفضل فعل المأمور أم ترك المحظور؟ فعل المأمور تخالف المنتصر.
They said, brothers said, doing the obligation is better than staying away from the prohibition.
تتجرأ وتخالف الأخ منتصر.
He said, you're so courageous to go against the brother.
أريد أن أسأل سؤالا.
We're going to ask a question.
يبين أيهما أفضل.
Just clarify which one is better.
فعل المأمور أم ترك المحظور. فعل المأمور أم الوقوع في المحظور.
Doing the obligation or falling into the prohibition.
وبالمقابل أيهما أشد تركه للمأمور أم وقوعه في المحظور أيهما أشد.
Or which one is worse. Not doing the obligation or falling into the prohibition.
كلكم يعلم.
Everyone knows.
أن آدم عليه السلام.
That Adam عليه السلام.
عصى الله عز وجل.
He sinned against Allah عز وجل.
فأكل من الشجرة.
And he ate from the tree.
يعني فعل محظورا أم ترك مأمورا أكل من الشجرة.
What did he do?
فعل محظورا.
He did something of prohibition.
وأمر الله عز وجل الملائكة.
So Allah ordered the angels.
أن يسجدوا لإبليس.
To for that.
أن يسجدوا لآدم.
They ordered the angels to bring prostration to Adam.
فسجدوا إلا إبليس أبى واستكبر وكان من الكافرين.
And all of them made prostration except Iblis, the Shaytan. He was arrogant and most of the disbelievers.
فإبليس استكبر عن امتثال المأمور.
Iblis was arrogant from doing the obligation.
وآدم عليه السلام.
آدم عليه السلام.
وقع في المحظور.
Fell into the prohibition.
الآن كأن الأخ منتصر يريد أن يغير جوابه. تغير منتصر. الرجوع إلى الحق فضيلة. لا شك ولا ريب أن الأكثر أن الوقوع في المحظور.
Mostly falling into the prohibition.
من باب الشهوة.
Is from the desires.
والضعف يضعف الإنسان ويقع في المحظور.
This is a weakness that someone might fall into.
لكن ترك المأمور.
But staying away and not doing the orders.
يكون من باب الاستكبار والإعراض.
Is from the chapter of arrogance.
وعدم المبالاة بالأمر.
And not paying attention to the orders of Allah.
ولذلك الله عز وجل دائما يقول أنه يحب الذين يمتثلون المأمور.
Therefore Allah always said that He loves those who do the obligations.
فيحب المحسنين.
He loves the good people, the محسنين.
يحب المتقين.
He loves the متقين, those who have taqwa.
يحب المقسطين.
He loves those who are just.
الذين يفعلون أشياء يحبهم.
Those people who do these obligations, He loves them.
لكن المحظورات ماذا يقول؟
As far as the prohibitions, what does He say about them?
لا يقول إن الله يحب الذين لا يفعلون كذا وكذا.
He doesn't say Allah loves those who don't do such and such prohibitions.
وإنما يقول إن الله لا يحب كل مختال فخور.
Rather, he generalizes and rather he says Allah does not love every arrogant person.
إن الله لا يحب المفسدين.
Allah does not love those who make facade and corruption in the land.
إن الله لا يحب الخائنين.
Allah does not like those who are deceptive.
ففرق بين الله يحب الشيء الفلاني.
So the difference that between Allah loving such and such.
ويقول الشيء الفلاني أنه لا يحبه.
And another thing that he is saying he does not love such and such.
ولم يقل إنه يحب الذين يتركون الخيانة.
So he did not say he loves those people who do not do deception.
وإنما قال إنه لا يحب الخائنين.
Rather he said he does not like those people of deception.
وأكثر من وجه.
And from more than one angle.
ذكر القيم في كتاب الفوائد رحمه الله.
Ibn al-Qayyim mentioned in his book of the Fawaid benefits.
أن فعل المأمور.
That doing the obligation.
أفضل من ترك المحظور.
Is better than leaving off the prohibition.
طيب بقي إيش المواضيع هذه؟ نعم. إذا استحق الإنسان الوعيد.
So if a person is deserving of threat.
أن يعذبه الله عز وجل لأنه وقع بشيء من هذا.
That Allah he deserving of punishment from Allah that he fall into this sin.
وقد ارتكبه عالما.
And he did it out of knowledge.
متعمدا.
Intentionally.
ذاكرا.
With his mind present.
مختارا.
Choosing it.
فحينئذ يستحق أن يعذبه الله عز وجل.
Then he deserves the punishment of Allah.
لم يكن جاهلا.
He was not ignorant.
ولم يكن مخطئا.
He was not mistaken.
ولم يكن ناسيا.
He was not forgetful.
ولم يكن مكرها.
And he was not forced.
فهو يستحق أن يعذبه الله عز وجل.
So he is deserving of the punishment of Allah عز وجل.
ما لم يحصل له. النقطة الجديدة. ما لم يحصل له.
Unless something happens to him.
مانع من موانع لحوق الجحيم لحوق العذاب به.
Some other obstacle from him being punished.
وهي كثيرة.
And there are many obstacles.
قد تتجاوز عشرة موانع.
There are more than 10 obstacles from his punishment.
أهمها.
The most important of them.
التوبة.
التوبة, repentance.
إذا تاب إلى الله عز وجل.
If he repented to Allah عز وجل.
فإن الله يتوب عليه.
For Allah will accept his repentance.
ولا يلحقه الوعيد.
And he will not get the threat and punishment.
نعم ارتكب الذنب عالما متعمدا.
The person even he does the sin out of knowledge intentionally.
ذاكرا مختارا.
With his mind present and choosing it.
وارتكب الذنب واستحق أن يعذبه الله عليه.
And he deserves the punishment of Allah.
لكنه بادر وتاب.
Rather, he was quick to repent to Allah.
فإذا تاب تاب الله عليه.
And if he repented, Allah will repent upon him.
والتائب من ذنب كمن لا ذنب عليه.
And the person who repents from this sin is like the one who has not sinned at all.
وهنا ننظر إلى رحمة الله عز وجل.
So we look at the mercy of Allah عز وجل.
العبد يرتكب الذنب.
A person, a servant does a sin.
والله عز وجل يدعو له التوبة.
And Allah calls him to do توبة.
ويحبب إليه التوبة.
And he makes beloved to him repentance.
ويرغبه في التوبة.
And he encourages him for توبة and repentance.
ويوفقه إلى التوبة.
And he gave him success and guidance to repentance.
فإذا تاب فرح الله بتوبته.
And when he makes repentance, Allah is pleased with him with his repentance.
وأحبه لأنه يحب التوابين.
And he loves him. Allah loves him because he loves the people of repentance.
وبدل سيئات حسنات.
Then what does he do? He changes his sins to good deeds.
تأملوا هذه الرحمة وهذه الصفات الكمال والجلال لله عز وجل.
Pardon this mercy of the uppermost mercy for Allah upon his creation.
العبد يذنب.
A person does his sin.
والله عز يدعوه إلى التوبة.
And Allah calls him.
to repentance.
ويرغبه في التوبة.
And encourage him to do repentance.
يبسط يده بالليل.
Allah extends His hand at night.
ليتوب مسيء النهار.
So that the sinner of night of the day would repent.
ويبسط يده بالنهار.
And he extends His day in the day. Extends His hand in the day.
ليتوب مسيء الليل.
So that the sinner of the night would repent.
يدعوه إلى ذلك.
And he calls to that.
في كل ثلث أخير من الليل.
Especially in the last third of the night.
ينزل جل وعلا نزولا يليق بجلاله.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends a descent that is befitting His Majesty.
إلى السماء الدنيا.
To the heavens of the earth.
فيقول هل من تائب فأتوب عليه.
He says, is there someone making repentance so I can accept
repentance? يبسط يده وينزل السماء الدنيا.
He extends his hand and he descends to the heavens of the earth.
إلى هذا العبد المذنب المسرف.
To this servant who is sinful and transgressing.
ويدعوه إلى التوبة.
And he calls him, encourages him to repent.
وما كان ليتوب.
And it was not for him to repent.
لولا أن وفقه الله للتوبة.
Except that Allah gives him success to repent.
فيوفقه للتوبة.
So Allah gives him success and guidance to the repentance.
فإذا تاب فرح بتوبته.
And then when he repents, Allah is happy with that repentance.
فأحبه لأنه يحب التوابين.
And then he starts to love that servant because he loves the repenters.
ثم بدل سيئات حسنات.
And then he changes the sinner's good evil deeds to good deeds.
لا إله إلا الله.
لا إله إلا الله. Nothing deserves worship except Allah.
ما أعظم الله عز وجل.
What is greater than Allah عز وجل.
وما أحلمه على عباده.
And what is how kind and forgiving he is for his servants.
أرسل موسى وهارون عليهما السلام.
He sent Musa and Harun. May Allah be pleased with them both.
فقال لهما فقولا له قولا لينا.
And he said, say to Fir'aun a nice easy statement.
لعله يتذكر أو يخشى.
Perhaps he might remember or fear.
فهذا حلم الله عز وجل.
And so this is the generosity and kindness of Allah.
مع من قال أنا ربكم الأعلى.
With who, the one who said I am your Lord the Most High.
قال قتادة مفسر رحمه الله.
قتادة the explainer of the Quran said.
ما أحلم الله.
Allah, how generous is Allah.
يقول هذا لمن قال أنا ربكم الأعلى.
This is to the one who says I am the Lord the Most High, Fir'aun.
فكيف بمن قال سبحان ربي الأعلى.
Imagine how merciful and generous Allah would be with the one who says Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Allah is the Lord the Most High.
ففرعون الذي طغى.
Fir'aun is the one who transgressed.
وقال أنا ربكم الأعلى.
And said I am the Lord the Most High.
يرسل الله له.
Allah sent
رسولين كريمين.
Sent two noble messengers.
ويأمرهما أن يتلطفا معه.
And he ordered them to be kind and easy with him.
وأن يقول له قولا لينا.
And say a nice pleasant statement easy.
فهذا حلم الله تبارك وتعالى.
So this is the generosity and kindness of Allah عز وجل.
فكيف بحلمه.
So imagine Allah's generosity in
مع عبده المسلم الذي يقول سبحان ربي الأعلى.
With his servant Muslim who says سبحان ربي الأعلى, who praises him, Lord Allah.
المانع الثاني.
The second obstacle.
ما هو المانع الأول؟
What is the first obstacle?
التوبة.
The first obstacle for him being punished after his sin. توبة. لا تناموا.
المانع الثاني.
The second obstacle.
الاستغفار.
For seeking forgiveness.
سبقا ذكرنا في محاضرة اليوم.
We mentioned it earlier today.
أن السين والتاء ماذا تفيد؟
That the seen and the تاء, what do they indicate?
تفيد الطلب.
Indicate requesting something.
فالاستغفار طلب المغفرة.
So استغفار is seeking forgiveness.
والمغفرة ستر الذنب والتجاوز عنه.
And forgiveness is that Allah would cover and conceal the sin and pardon it.
وما من عبد.
And there's no servant.
إلا وهو بحاجة إلى ستر الله عز وجل.
Except that he is in need of Allah's screening him from his sins.
ولولا ستر الله عليك يا عبد الله.
And if Allah did not screen you and your sinfulness, ya servant of Allah.
لولا ستر الله الجميل عليك يا عبد الله.
And if Allah did not screen you, O servant of Allah.
لظهرت منك فضائح.
There would be very shameful things and embarrassing things that would appear from you.
لا يعلم عاقبتها إلا الله.
And no one would know the result of this except Allah.
ولكن الله يستر على عبده.
Rather, Allah screens the servants.
ومن أسمائه الستير.
And from His name is the Sittir, the screener.
ومن وسائل الستر الستر على المسلمين.
And from His means of screening is screening the believers.
فمن ستر مسلما ستره الله.
Meaning that whoever screens the believer, then Allah will screen him.
والجزاء من جنس العمل.
And the reward is from the type of action.
قال بعضها العلم.
Some of the people of knowledge say.
لو كانت الذنوب تفوح.
If the,
أي لها رائحة.
If the sins had a smell.
لما طاق أحدنا الآخر.
that one of us would not be able to bear the another person.
لأننا عيوبنا كثيرة.
Because we all have many faults and mistakes.
وعوراتنا كبيرة.
And we have many things that are shameful.
ويسترنا الله جل وعلا بستره الجميل.
So Allah سبحانه وتعالى screens us, all of us.
فيخرج أحدنا.
And one of us goes out.
بمظهر طيب.
With a nice appearance.
لكن لو كان للذنب رائحة تفوح.
But if his sin had a smell.
تصور ماذا سيكون حال الناس.
An evil smell. Imagine what the people would think of him.
لكنه ستر الله الجميل.
But Allah سبحانه وتعالى screened all of his servants.
فمن أراد ستر الله تبارك وتعالى.
And whoever wants the screen from Allah عز وجل.
فليكثر من الاستغفار.
Then he should do a lot of seeking forgiveness.
فالاستغفار معناه الستر مع التجاوز.
And because استغفار means what? Screening and pardoning.
وهو من أوسع أبواب عمل الخير.
And it's from the most wide chapters of good deeds.
لا يحتاج إلى طهارة.
A person does not need to be on a state of purity.
لا يحتاج إلى استقبال قبلة.
He does not have to face the قبلة.
لا يحتاج إلى ستر عورة.
He does not have to cover his aura.
لا يحتاج إلى مال.
He does not need money.
لا يحتاج إلى قدرة وقيام.
He doesn't need any ability or standing.
لا يحتاج إلى سفر كالحج والعمرة.
He does not have to travel for like Hajj and Umrah.
لا يحتاج إلى شجاعة وقوة كالجهاد.
He does not need courageousness and power like jihad.
لا يحتاج إلى مصابرة ومثابرة كطلب العلم.
He does not have to have patience like for seeking knowledge.
فهو من أوسع أبواب الخير.
It's so easy and wide chapter and bab of doing goodness.
ويقول الشيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله.
الشيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية said رحمه الله.
إذا قصرت في حق من له عليك حق.
If you are deficient in the right of someone who has a right upon you,
فأكثر من الاستغفار له.
Then seek a lot of forgiveness for him.
لا سيما نحن في الغربة.
Especially when we are in the strangeness.
منا من له والدان.
From us, or those who have parents.
ومنا من له أقارب.
Some of us has relatives.
ومنا من له من يعني أرحام لهم عليه حق.
We have ties of the womb; they have rights upon us.
ومنا من عنده أموات لا يمكن أن يبرهم كالوالدين لا يمكن وقد مات.
And they're like some of us; they have died for these relatives, and we can't even be good to them now.
فلا شيء أعظم من أن تستدرك نقصك في تقصيرك في عقوق الآخرين.
And there's nothing better that you realize your deficiency in the right of others.
من أن تستغفر لهم.
And there's nothing better for that deficiency that you seek forgiveness.
هناك من اعتديت عليه.
And there's people who have transgressed against you.
بغيبة أو شتم أو لعن.
By backbiting you or cursing you or لعن or cursing you or.
وقد يكون غاب عنك
or defaming you and they are away from you
أو لا تستطيع أن تواجهه فتستعفيه أي تطلب منه العفو
so you cannot face him and seek pardon from him
أو مات
or he died
أو هو أصلا من الأموات وتكلمت عليه
or this is the case that you made a ghibah you made backbiting of someone else or cursed someone else
and then you cannot فاستدراك ذلك
And so you cannot seek pardon of that person who has died. So realizing that your deficiency
بالاستغفار له
is by seeking forgiveness for that person you backbit or slandered.
كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم
إذا انصرف من صلاته
when he turned away from his prayer
يعني بعد السلام مباشرة
meaning right after the salam
ماذا يقول
what did he say
يستغفر الله ثلاثا
he said استغفر الله three times
يستغفر الله ثلاثا
three times he said استغفر الله
تقول عائشة رضي الله عنها ذلك
عائشة رضي الله عنها said that
قال لها الراوي
The narrator said to her,
كيف يستغفر الله ثلاثة؟
Why did he seek forgiveness from Allah three times?
أتذكر كثيرا بهذا الحديث.
I remember a lot of times this hadith.
تقول يستغفر الله ثلاثة.
He says forgiveness three times.
فيقول لها كيف يستغفر الله ثلاثة؟
The narrator says to Aisha, why would he do that three times?
أليس واضحا يستغفر الله ثلاثة؟
Isn't it clear that he seeks forgiveness three times?
فلماذا يقول كيف يستغفر الله ثلاثة؟
So why did the narrator said how did he ask forgiveness three times?
يحتمل أنه يعني ما هي الصيغة التي يقولها عليه الصلاة والسلام؟
Maybe he's asking what how is the howness what is the mean how did he actually say it?
ويحتمل والله أعلم.
Or he might be saying Allah knows best.
أنه تعجب لماذا يستغفر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ثلاثة؟
That he's amazed. He's asking Aisha. Why would he seek forgiveness
three times?
And he just left the prayer.
والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أكمل الناس عبادة لله.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is the most complete of his servants of worshiping him.
لا ينقص الصلاة خشوعا.
He does not have deficiency in humility.
ولا اطمئنان.
Or serenity.
ولا يلحق صلاة تقصير.
And he has no deficiency in his prayer.
فما المناسبة يستغفر هنا ثلاثة؟
So what's the reason now he's seeking forgiveness three times?
فقال يستغفر ثلاثة. كيف يستغفر ثلاثة؟
How does he do this three times?
فقال يقول أستغفر الله أستغفر الله أستغفر الله.
He says. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله
اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والاكرام
oh Allah you are salam you are peace and from you is peace تباركت يا ذا blessed are you the one of nobility
فهذا والله اعلم
And this is Allah knows best.
تعليم منه للأمة.
This is a teaching from the Prophet to them, to the Ummah.
يصلي فيستغفر الله ثلاثا.
That they should pray and then seek forgiveness of Allah.
فما بال أحدنا إذا دخل السوق.
So what do you think about someone who falls, who goes into a marketplace?
أو كثر لغطه.
And he falls into a lot of false speech.
أو اغتاب الآخرين.
Or he backbit other people.
أليس هو أولى بالاستغفار؟
Doesn't he have more the right to make his forgiveness?
فما بال أحدنا لا يستغفر الله إلا قليلا.
What about one of us who only makes استغفر الله just a little bit?
بل بعضنا يبلغ فيه الجهل أحيانا.
Some of us we have some ignorance sometimes.
إذا أمر بالاستغفار.
When we are ordered with forgiveness.
قال على ماذا أستغفر؟
Some people say, what should I seek forgiveness for?
ماذا فعلت حتى استغفر؟
What did I do wrong that I have to seek forgiveness?
يقول قلت كذا وكذا.
You reminded, you said such and such.
قال لا صحيح الكلام هذا ولن أستغفر.
He said this is true and I did not seek forgiveness.
لكن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ينصرف من الصلاة.
But the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم went
to فيستغفر الله ثلاثة.
He sought forgiveness three times.
والحجاج يفيضون من عرفة.
And the Hujjaz, people of Hajj, they go out from Arafah.
وقد قضوا عشية عرفة بالدعاء.
And they finished the Arafah with du'a.
والعبادة.
And worship.
يقول الله ثم أفيض من حيث أفاض الناس.
And then go out from where the people go out.
واستغفر الله.
And seek forgiveness from Allah.
بل قضى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حياته.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم spent his life.
عبادة.
Worshipping.
وجهادا.
And struggling.
وتعليما.
And teaching.
وصبرا.
And patiently.
وبلاء عظيم صبر عليه عليه الصلاة والسلام.
And patient upon great tests and tribulation.
فلما جاء إلى آخر حياته.
When the end of his life came.
كان من آخر ما أنزل الله عز وجل عليه من القرآن.
From the last things that which Allah sent upon him from the Quran.
ينعيه ويخ يخبره بقرب أجله.
He tells him from the closeness of his death.
ماذا؟
What does he say?
إذا جاء نصر الله.
When the assistance from Allah comes.
والفتح.
And the victory.
ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا.
And you see the people entering into the religion of Allah in ways.
فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره.
Then glorify the praises of Allah and seek His forgiveness.
لا إله إلا الله. قضى حياته بطاعة الله.
لا إله إلا الله. He spent his whole life in the obedience of Allah.
بلغ الرسالة.
He conferred. He transmitted the message.
وأدى الأمانة.
And he fulfilled the trust.
وجاهد في الله.
And he struggled for Allah.
وأقام العبادة.
And he made the worship.
ويأمره الله بالاستغفار.
And Allah orders him to repent.
ألسنا بحاجة للاستغفار؟
And he orders him to seek forgiveness. Don't we need forgiveness ourselves then?
الأمر الثالث.
The third thing.
الأمر الثالث من ماذا؟
What are these three things? What are we talking about?
من موانع لحوق الجحيم.
The prohibitions of falling into the hellfire.
الحسنات الماحية للسيئات.
The good deeds would erase the evil deeds.
وهذا باب عظيم.
And this is a tremendous chapter.
واسع كبير.
And it's a great thing.
قد وسعه الله عز وجل على عباده.
Allah سبحانه وتعالى has magnified it and spread it for His servants.
ونوع الأعمال الصالحة.
And has made many different types of good deeds for us available.
فما من أحد.
And so there's no one.
قلت إمكانياته.
That he has doesn't have the ability.
أو كثرت.
Or has a more ability.
ذكيا أو ضعيف الذكاء.
Being clever or strong.
قوي أو ضعيف.
Strong or weak.
غني أو فقير.
Rich or poor.
ذكر أو أنثى.
Male or female.
كبير أو صغير.
Big or small.
إلا وفي الأعمال الصالحة ما يناسبه.
Except that he has something befitting him from the good deeds he can choose from.
قال الله عز وجل.
Allah سبحانه وتعالى said.
إن الحسنات يذهبن السيئات.
The good deeds take away the evil deeds.
نزلت هذه الآية في رجل.
This ayah was sent down about a man.
تدعى امرأة في أقصى المدينة.
He called a woman at the woman called him.
ففعل معها ما يفعل الرجل مع امرأته.
A woman called him, and he did with her what a woman does with what a man does with his wife.
غير أنه لم يزني بها.
Meaning, but he did not commit adultery.
فجاء إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فأخبره بما فعل.
He didn't go all the way with her, and he told the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم what he had done.
فقال عمر الخطاب رضي الله عنه وكان حاضرا.
And Umar ibn al-Khattab was there, and he said.
هلا سترت نفسك قد سترك الله.
Why didn't you screen yourself? Allah had already screened you.
لم ينكر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على عمر.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did not look down upon Umar and tell him, don't lie, you say that.
لم يقل يا عمر.
He didn't say, oh Umar.
إنه جاء نادما.
He came out of.
ولا بأس أن يذكر ما فعله.
He came out of regret, so there's no problem that he should mention what he did.
فهذا دليل.
So this is a proof.
على أن ما ارتكب الذنب.
That the person who does a sin.
وتاب إلى الله عز وجل.
And he repented to Allah.
لا يجوز له.
It's not permitted for him.
أن يتحدث عن ماضيه الأسود.
To talk about the evil times of the past.
لا يقول كنت أفعل الفواحش.
He shouldn't say I used to do such vile actions.
كنت أتعاطى المخدرات.
I used to do drugs.
كنت أغش الناس.
I used to be deceptive to the people.
أبقي لنفسك صورة جميلة أمام الناس.
You should keep a good form and picture amongst the people.
تبت وستر الله عليك.
Stay as Allah had screened you.
فتمتع بستر الله عليك.
And have pleasure from Allah's screen upon you.
ماذا يفعل بعض الدعاة؟
What do some callers to Islam do?
ممن قل علمه.
Those who have little knowledge.
وانحرف في منهجه.
And they are deviant in their methodology.
يأتي ببعض التائبين.
They come to some people who repented.
ويجعله في برنامج مصور.
And they make a picture program.
فيقول معنا الأخ المدمن التائب.
He said, "We have this person who was addicted, and now he's repented."
بصورته ولحيته وهيئته.
And they come with this picture. Now he's got a beard and he's this and that.
ويعمل معه مقابلة كاملة.
And he has an interview with him, complete interview.
كيف كنت تتعاطى؟
He said, "What did you used to do? How did you?"
كيف كنت تاجر؟
What did you used to deal with?
ماذا فعلت؟
What did you do? How many beers?
فيسرد تاريخه كله عبر وسائل الإعلام.
Then he spreads all of this upon the network.
هذه طرق ما أنزل الله بها من سلطان.
This means this is something Allah سبحانه وتعالى did not send.
النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول كل أمتي معافى إلا المجاهرون.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said all of my ummah are forgiven and pardoned except those who are open.
ومن المجانة من عدم المبالاة.
And from those people who do not pay attention.
يمسي الرجل يستره الله.
A person would sleep at night, go at night, and Allah had sheltered him.
ثم يصبح يهتك ستر الله.
Then he wakes up in the morning, he just takes off Allah's shelter.
يقول فعلت البارحة كذا وكذا.
He said, "Last night I did such and such."
وقد استشكل البعض.
And some people seek.
كيف يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كل أمتي معافى؟
How did the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم this difficult for them? How did the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم say all of my ummah is pardoned except
إلا المجاهرون
except those who did sins openly.
ففهم من الحديث.
So they understand from the hadith
أن الإنسان إذا فعل الفعل
that the person does a sin
ولم يجاهر به
and he does not do it openly
وأغلق الأبواب
and then he closes his doors, locks them
ابتعد بعيدا
stays far away, close in his house
فإنه معافى
then he's forgiven completely
إلا إذا جاهر
except if he does it on the street openly.
هذا الغير معافى
and the other one who does it openly is not forgiven.
ولا شك أن هذا المعنى باطل.
Of course, this is a false meaning.
وقد وصف الله عباد المؤمنين.
Because Allah has described the believers.
بأنهم يخشون ربهم بالغيب.
That they fear Allah when they're not seen.
حيث يغيبون عن الناس.
When they're unseen and hidden from the people.
فهم يخشون الله بالغيب والشهادة.
They fear Allah when they're seen and unseen.
فكيف يقول الله سبحانه أنه معافى؟
So how did Allah, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that they are pardoned?
فهل معنى هذا أنه إذا عصى الله سرا؟
Does this mean that someone does a sin out of secrecy?
لا بأس عليه.
There's no problem for him.
الجواب لا.
The answer is no.
بين ذلك شيخنا.
Our Sheikh clarified this.
محمد الصالح تيمين رحمه الله تعالى وجزاه الله عنا خيرا.
Sheikh ابن تيمين, may Allah reward him for on our account.
فقال معافى أي من كلام الناس عليه.
That he is
معافى من كلام الناس عليه.
The one who does things secretly, then he is protected and from the people's speech against him.
فلا يعيرونه.
So they would not find fault in him.
ولا يلمزونه.
And they would not call him names and such so and such.
ولا يلقبونه بالفاحش الزاني أو نحو ذلك.
They would not call him the adulterers and so on and so forth.
لأنه ما جاهر.
Because he did not do it openly.
وإنما وأكر إذا جاهر.
But if he did openly,
فإنه سيناله كلام الناس.
Then he will get a portion of the speech of people against him.
ولم يقل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did not say.
إذا تاب المذنب أو العبد.
If the servant repents.
فلا بأس أن يذكر ماضيه وتاريخه.
And then there's no problem to mention what he did in the past.
ومن الناس.
And from people.
من تزل قدمه.
They will make mistakes.
فيحدث عما صنع.
And he tells other people about what he used to do.
لكن يقول الحمد لله تبت وتاب الله علي.
And he says الحمد لله though I repented and Allah accepted my repentance.
وهناك من يسمعه.
And some people hear him.
ويخزن عليه الأخبار.
And they keep these news that he's telling.
فإذا احتاج ذات يوم.
And when he needs this information.
إلى تعييره وقد وقع بينهم خلاف.
To like blackmail him or you know, find fault in him when they
قاله يا فاجر.
He said, "Oh فاجر, or
يا زاني.
Oh adulterers.
يا مدمن.
Oh drunkard.
أما كنت تفعل كذا وكذا أنت قلت عن نفسك.
You told me the other day last week that you used to do such and such.
من علم الناس عنه وعيروه بذلك؟
And who told the people this?
هذا التائب من علم الناس؟ هو علم الناس عن نفسه.
He is the one who told the people and informed them of his.
ومن الناس.
And they're from few people.
من يأخذ حذره من هذا التائب.
And some people they try to stay away from this repenter.
يقول تائب الله يتوب عليه.
He said he repented. May Allah repent upon you.
Allah يقبل من.
We ask Allah to accept it from you.
لكن بما أنه.
But just as long as he is still.
كما قال عن نفسه.
As he said about himself.
أنه كان مدمنا.
That he used to be drunk.
وكان يشرب الخمر.
He has to drink alcohol.
كان يفعل ويفعل.
He has to do such and such.
وما يدري أنه قد تاب.
And they don't know that he repented.
وما يدري أنه قد يحن المعصية فيفعلها مرة أخرى.
And they don't know. Maybe he belittles the sin. Maybe he's going to do it again.
بما أن له سوابق.
Because he had a history now.
ربما يفعل.
Perhaps he could do it again.
فجعل الناس يأخذون منه موقفا.
So the people have a stance with him.
ويتحذرون من.
They have be wary of him, careful of him.
ولا يصاهرونه.
And they would not want to marry with him.
ولا يتعامل معه.
Would not want to deal with him.
بناء على تاريخ الأسود.
Because of his bad history.
الذي هو تكلم به عن نفسه.
And he is the one who told them of this in the first place.
بينما الذي قتل مئة نفس.
As far as the one who killed 100 people.
أمره النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يذهب. أمره العالم. أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن عالما أمره أن يخرج إلى بلد أخرى.
The Prophet told us that the scholar told this man to go to another land.
ومات في منتصف الطريق.
And he died in the middle of the path.
وقصته معلومة.
And the story is known.
نريد أن نرجع القصة التي بدأنا بها.
We want to go back to the story that we started with.
قصة ماذا؟
What was that story?
الرجل الذي عالج امرأة في أدنى المدينة.
The man who he had relations to the point that he did not commit adultery with a woman. Except that he did not have adultery with her. What did Umar say to him? Allah has shelter upon you. Why didn't you keep your shelter? So the man went away.
فدعاه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم called him back.
نزلت عليه آية التو الآن.
An ayah was sent down to him at this time.
فتلاها عليه.
He read it upon him.
أقم الصلاة طرفي النهار.
Establish the prayer at the two ends of the day.
وزلفا من الليل.
And a portion of the night.
إن الحسنات يذهبن السيئات.
Verily the good deeds take away the evil deeds.
ذلك ذكرى للذاكرين.
That is a remembrance for the people of remembrance.
فقال الرجل يا رسول الله ألي خاصة هل الآية أم للناس كافة.
So the man said, is this specifically for me or for all of people?
قال بل للناس كافة.
Rather this is for all people.
فما أجمل هذا المعنى.
So what is, how beautiful is this meaning?
قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said,
في وصايا ثلاث.
In three advices.
منتظما انتظاما عجيبا.
In a great organization.
في حديث أبي ذر المعروف المشهور.
In the hadith of Abi Dharr, the well-known hadith.
عند أحمد في مسنده والترمذي في جامعه.
There is in hadith in Ahmad Musnad in Tirmidhi.
قال اتق الله حيثما كنت.
He said, fear Allah wherever you are.
واتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها.
And follow the sin with the good deeds, it erases it.
وخالق الناس بخلق حسن.
And deal with the people with a good manners.
اتق الله حيثما كنت يعني أينما كنت في أي زمان في أي مكان كل الله تقيا.
Fear Allah, be conscious of Allah wherever you are, whenever you are.
بامتثال المأمور واجتناب المحظور هذا معنى التقوى.
Taqwa means that you do the obligations and stay away from the prohibitions wherever you are, whenever you are.
فلو اجتهد العبد بالتقوى.
So if a person works hard to have this taqwa.
مهما اجتهد لأن يكون تقيا.
As much as he works hard to have this taqwa.
فلا بد أن يقصر بالمأمور.
Then no doubt he's going to have some deficiencies in the obligations.
ولا بد أن يقع في المحظور.
No doubt he's going to fall somewhat into the sins.
فلن يبقى الذنب وسمة عار عليه لا يمحى أبدا.
It's not that the sin is going to stay for him forever, that it will never be erased.
فجاءت الوصية الثانية.
The second way now is coming.
بعدما قال اتق الله حيثما كنت.
The second advice after he said, fear Allah, be conscious of him wherever you are.
وكأنه يقول وستقصر مهما اجتهدت.
As if he says to Allah, but you're going to have deficiency even after that.
أما العمل.
So what do you do then?
قال وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها.
Then follow the sin with the good deeds, it will erase it.
إذا وقعت بالسيئة فبادر بحسنة حتى تمحها.
If you fall into a sin, then race to do good deeds, it will erase it.
من طهارة.
From purification.
ومشي إلى المساجد.
And walking to the masjid.
والصلوات.
And the prayers.
والنوافل.
And the obligation and the recommendation.
الصيام والصدقات.
Recommended fasting and charity.
وذكر الله.
And remembrance of Allah.
استغفار وقراءة القرآن.
Forgiveness and reading the Quran.
وأشياء كثيرة واسعة.
Many things we can do.
قال والوصية الثالثة هذا بين العبد بين ربه. أن يتق الله حيثما كان وأن يتبع السيئة الحسنة يمحوها.
So the first two advices are between the servant and Allah. Now is coming the third advice.
فماذا بين العباد بينهم؟ بعضهم بعضا.
So what is between the servants one and the other?
جاءت الوصية الثالثة الكاملة الجامعة المانعة.
The third advice came that is comprehensive and complete.
فقال وخالق الناس بخلق حسن.
And treat the people with the good manners.
أحسن ما قيل بالخلق الحسن.
What is the best thing that is said about good manners?
أن تعامل الناس كما تحب أن يعاملوا.
That you deal with the people as you would like to be dealt with.
وأن تأتيهم بما تحب أن يأتوك.
That you come to them with that which you would wish them to come to you with.
وأن تحب لهم ما تحب لنفسك.
And you love for them that which you love for yourself.
وأن تبغض لهم ما تبغض لنفسك.
And you hate from them that which you hate for yourself.
فمن كان كذلك.
And whoever is like that.
وهو على خلق.
Then he is upon the good manners.
المهم أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أخبر ذاك الرجل أن يكثر من الحسنات الماحر السيئات.
The point is that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم told this man to do a lot of good deeds to erase his sins.
الأمر الرابع من موانع لحوق الجحيم.
The fourth thing that would be an obstacle to the sinner going to the hellfire.
البلاء.
The calamities.
المكفر للسيئات.
That expiates the sins.
قد يرتكب الإنسان ذنبا.
For a person can do a sin.
عالما متعمدا.
Out of knowledge and intentionally.
ذاكرا مختارا.
With his mind being present and choosing it.
ثم يصيبه الله ببلاء.
Then Allah afflicts him with a calamity.
فيكفر عن سيئاته.
So he would expiate his sins by that.
فلا يلحقه العذاب يوم القيامة.
So on the day of judgment he will not get punished for that sin.
قال بعضها العلم.
Some of the people of knowledge said.
للبلاء صورة لا نعرفها.
There is types of calamities that hardship that we don't know.
جانب في البلاء جميل جدا لا نعرفه ولا ندركه.
There's things that are beautiful that we don't understand.
فهو يكثر للسيئات.
And they expiate the sins.
وقد يبتلي الله العبد.
A person could test a servant.
ليعلمه كيف يرجع إليه.
To teach him how to return to him.
فالإنسان بلا مصائب.
So a person who does not have any calamities.
لا يكاد يلجأ إلى الله تبارك وتعالى.
He may never seek refuge with Allah.
إلا قليلا.
Except a little bit.
ولكن إذا أصيب بمصيبة.
But if he is falling under a calamity.
فإنه يلجأ إلى الله عز وجل.
Then he would seek protection and refuge with Allah.
ويكون في قرب إليه.
Then he would try to seek nearness to Allah.
أو في قرب منه.
He would try to be close to Allah.
ويناجي ربه.
And he would call upon Allah.
ويدعوه.
And supplicate to him.
ويتذلل إليه.
And submit himself and humiliate.
ويكسر بين يديه.
And he would be shattered. His heart would be shattered. Before Allah. These things would never occur to him if this calamity never befall him. Some of the people of scholars are saying, if not for the calamity, we would come on the day of judgment.
أعمال قليلة
would have few deeds
ومعاصينا كثيرة
many sins
لكن الله يبتلينا يبتلينا
but Allah tested us and tested us
حتى يطهرنا جل وعلا
until He purified us جل وعلا
أما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said
لا يزال البلاء بالمؤمن والمؤمنة
a believer man and female would continue to be upon calamity and hardship
حتى يمشي على الأرض وليس عليه خطيئة
until he's walking upon the earth with no sin
وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام
and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said
ما يصيب المؤمن
No calamity befall the believer.
من نصب أي تعب.
From hardship and hard work and tiredness.
ولا وصب أي مرض.
And or sickness.
ولا هم ولا حزن.
Or worry or distress.
حتى الشوكة يشاكها.
Even the thorn that he is pricked with.
إلا كفر الله بي عن خطايا.
Except that Allah would expiate his sins by that.
وفي صحيح مسلم يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم عجب لأمر المؤمن.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said in صحيح مسلم amazing is the affair of the believer.
إن أمره كل له خير.
His matter all of it is good.
وليس ذلك لأحد إلا المؤمن.
And that is not for anyone except the believer.
إن أصابته سراء شكر فكان خيرا له.
If good times befall him then he's thankful and it's good for him.
وإن أصابته ضراء صبر فكان خيرا له.
And if some hard times befall him then he is patient and that is good for him.
فالبلاء له فضل عظيم.
So the calamity in the test has a great.
لن ينال الإنسان درجة الصبر.
A person cannot have patience.
إلا إذا أصيب ببلاء.
He cannot have the level of patience until he's tried and tested.
ولن يلجأ إلى الله لجوعا حقيقيا عظيما.
And a person would never think about returning and seeking refuge with Allah really.
يستمتع به إلا.
And seek pleasure from this return to Allah except.
إذا ابتلي.
He is tested.
وإن الفرحة.
And the happiness.
بنجلاء إذا انجلى عنه البلاء
when the calamity goes away from him
أعظم من لو أنه لم يصب بالمصيبة
is greater in his eyes than is that if he never was afflicted by the calamity in the first place
ماذا لو شخص لو أن شخصا ما
so say if a person
اشتبه بأنه فيه المرض الفلاني الخبيث الخطير
that he was said that he might have this very dangerous sickness
ويحتمل ويحتمل
it's possible he might have this very dangerous
احتمل أنه قد انتشر أو أنه حميد أو خطير.
It's dangerous and it might spread.
ثم بعد ذلك تبين له أنه قد سلم من هذا المرض.
And then it was clarified, and he became to know that he was cured. He was safe from this. He didn't have it.
فسيأتيه فرح الفرج.
Then he's going to have such happiness.
ما كان ليبلغ هذا الفرج.
He never would have tasted
هذا الفرح في هذا الفرج.
He never have tasted this happiness from Allah's opening his way.
لولا أنه أصيب.
If he was never thinking that he had this calamity in the first.
وكم دعا الله عز وجل.
And how much did Allah call?
وكم لجأ إليه.
And how much did he call upon? How much did he make dua to Allah and turn to Him?
وكم تاب إليه واستغفر.
And make repentance when he was thinking he was sick.
وكم خشع لله.
And how much he was fearing Allah when he was thinking he was sick.
بأن له أصيب بهذا الضرر أو بهذا البلاء.
That he was harmed by this trial.
كنت أقول لبعض الأخوة.
I was going to say to some brothers.
في بعض الأحيان يكون أحدنا مسافرا.
Some of us say we're going to travel.
وفي طريق طويل مظلم.
And it's a long trip, dark.
ومعه زوجته وأولاده.
And he has his wife and his children.
ثم قصر في حقي أن يملأ. أن يملأ سيارته من الوقود.
He didn't fill his car with gas.
قال سيملأ بعد قليل.
He said after a little while I'll fill it up.
وبعد قليل.
Maybe a little later I'll fill it up.
أما انتبه وإلا الوقود على وشك أن ينتهي.
And he didn't realize until after the fuel was about to end.
وهو في طريق مظلم.
And he's in a dark road.
مع زوجة وأولاد.
He's got his wife.